We are in Simin Tofresh Nun Aleph Sif Hey. We'll be doing Hey through Zion. Yivarach al Natilis Lulav Shechianu Kodem Sheyitol HaEsrig Kadei Sheyivarach Oval HaSiyasa. Now we have a problem. The halach is you're supposed to make a bracha just before doing the mitzvah, not too long before, that's over the over, and not after you've done the mitzvah or while you're doing the mitzvah, that's not called Oval HaSiyasa. So when is that? If it's before you picked up the Arba Minim, then it's too early. If it's after you pick them up, midaraisa your yotza with that. So what do you do? So the Mechaber says, pick up the lulav with adas ni'arava, make the bracha, and then pick up the esrig. O yafoch esrig at shivarech, or make sure that the esrig is not being held derek adiloso, have it upside down, and then make the bracha, and then turn it right side up. The problem is that some people forget to turn it right side up. Hagah v'yivarech, now there's one other eitz that the Mishtaburu brings from the Gra, well, it's actually the Beis Yosef say it's in the Gra likes it. And what's that? And that is that you should be mechaven not to be yotz of the mitzvah until after the bracha. What happens if a person didn't make a bracha at the time he took it? So long as he still didn't do the nanuim, he can still make a bracha. Otherwise, he should not make a bracha, but the Mishnah Berurah says, l'fi the gra, you can make the bracha even later. Hagav, yivarech mu'umad. You should make the bracha standing up. V'lo yivarech rak pamachas bayom. You could only make a bracha once a day. Af al pi, shenot lo kamapamim. Even though, like the Anshei Yerushalayim, it says, you used to walk around with the lulav all day. Nevertheless, you could only make a bracha on the first time. The bracha is to be said standing. The netilas lulav should also be done standing. Says the Mechaber now, Sivav, lo yivarech shechiyonu b'shas asiyas lulav al b'shas netilaso. Even though min ha-din, when you make the lulav, you can already make a shechiyonu. Our minig is not to until you actually take it on yontif. Siv Zayin. Im osa beis yad v'nosim b'ha lulav. If you made a handle, and then you're holding the lulav by holding the handle, v'notlo shaper dami. That's all right. The lekicha yidei davarach or shmo lekicha. Because if you're holding it by way of the handle, that's considered holding it. Ubavan shei derech kovet. As long as it's respectable. As long as you're holding it in a respectable manner. Kagon shenos na lulav bechliva avlemeno derech kovet. Kagon shenos na lulav bechliva notlo. If you put it into just a regular keli, lo yotza. Vimkorach olav suder v'notlo. What if you wrapped a piece of cloth around it? Oshakarach sudur al yodo v'notlo, or you wrapped one around your hand and took it. So that's already a suffik. Yeshomim de lo yotza. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the only real suffik is when you wrap it around your hand. But if you wrap it around the lulav, everybody would hold that you're not yotza. Hagah v'nagu lahachmir lahasir hatfilin v'tabos miyodam. The minig is to remove one's tefillin. Some say to remove them altogether. Others say just to roll them up above the hand. And rings as well. Avol midina ein lochesh, ho vein kolayad mechusa behem. But miyikar adin, as long as the hand isn't fully covered, the halach is that you are yotze. The same thing with gloves. You cannot be yotze if you're wearing gloves. They bring b'shem the Arizal, that you should make a brach on the lulav in the sukkah.